World you are tuning into. This is Sirisha Verma from School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. Today I'm coming to you with another very interesting topic in the business world. The topic is Vodafone leaving India? As many of you know, Vodafone is partnering in India with another company for its telecom, which is called as Vodafone Idea. But in January 2022, its CEO Nick Reed mentioned that it was not working out for Vodafone in India, and that is why they would be shutting shop soon. This came as a shock to people like me, because India is a 1.18 billion phone subscribers market. It is just second only to China, and it has an eye-popping 765 million broadband subscribers, which is one of the largest guzzlers of data in the world. Then why is Vodafone not able to make it in India, and why are they planning to quit India? This has been a story in the making for a decade now, so we will understand more about the facts behind this specific statement. In India, in January 2022, Vodafone Idea, which is one of the oldest and the third largest players in the market, approved a state bailout to stave off an imminent collapse. The government is now likely to pick up a third, nearly 36% of the stake in the ailing operator, leaving the rest to its joint venture partners. Vodafone India is a strategic partnership between British-owned Vodafone Group, which has 28.5% stake, and India's Aditya Birla conglomerate, which has a 17.8% stake. Why did Vodafone's world CEO Nick Reed make such a statement? What has been happening with Vodafone since a decade now? Vodafone Idea has been bleeding both cash and customers. If you look at the cash terms, it hasn't made any profit in the last 5 years. And if you look at customers, it currently has 253 million after losing 10% of its base just last year. Since years, it has been consistently losing both cash as well as customers. There are currently, if you look at India market, three private operators. Vodafone Idea is one. Reliance Jio, of course, is the largest, and Airtel. Together, all three of them hold about 90% of India's cellular market. The rest is largely held by the state-run Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, which is a smaller player in the retail mobile market, but with a large country-wide footprint. So most of the times, if you have traveled across India, you know that there are pockets of India wherein no private operator's network actually works. So Vodafone Idea doesn't work, Reliance Jio doesn't work, Airtel doesn't work, but the only network that works is, of course, our own Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited. That is why it is still an imminent player in this space. Now, if you specifically look at the collapse of Vodafone, it could easily make things worse in India. One of the specific reasons is, of course, any big company that is trying to build something big or is trying to capture a bigger market generally does this using credit. And what is the best and the cheapest source to get credit? Of course, the banks. So if Vodafone India actually collapses, India's struggling banks would have been buried under a fresh storm of bad loans. As you know, there has not been a dearth of bad loans specifically for Indian banks, because there have been big companies, big lenders who have taken lots of money, millions and billions, and just left the country or have completely put an IP saying that we will not be able to clear these dues. So if Vodafone India collapses as well, then it would be a fresh storm of bad loans. More importantly, India will become, the telecom market, especially in India, would become a duopoly. Duopoly is where there are only two suppliers who dominate the market. But statistically speaking, if you look at a country like India with over a billion subscribers, four operators are generally ideal. So by picking up a stake in Vodafone in Idea, government is making sure that there is no duopoly situation, because generally if there is a duopoly situation, it is bad news, because if there are only two players, one of the players could completely buy out the other player, thus creating a monopoly situation. And if you know about Reliance Jio, then you definitely know that they would go to any extent to make sure that they have the highest market share. Second scenario is if one of the players in the duopoly market, they go bust, then eventually again it leads to a monopoly situation, which is not good for anybody, because at the end of the day, if it is a monopoly situation, then the customer has to bear the brunt of the price increase. And of course, if it is a monopoly situation, then definitely whatever the player does, nobody can question it, not even the government. So that is why Indian government has taken a stake in Vodafone Idea. Now, what has been happening to Vodafone Idea? Though they have been losing cash, are there other factors that have been making it worse for Vodafone? Of course, India's situation, specifically in the telecom sector, the telecom players, has been made worse since 2017. When Asia's richest man, Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Jio, entered the market, they launched a bruising price war by slashing tariffs and remaking a voice market into a data one. We have all experienced this. There are people who have two separate connections. One is probably an Airtel, but the other one is definitely Reliance Jio. As you know, when Reliance Jio entered the market into 2017, they actually came up with this astonishingly great marketing pitch, wherein if you took the connection of Reliance Jio, you actually got the device for free. Apart from that, they also mentioned that for the next 6 months, no matter what you use the Reliance Jio connection for, you don't have to pay a single rupee. And that was just a statistic used by Mukesh Ambani of Reliance Jio to make sure they capture the widest market available. And of course, there has been a bloodbath in the market because of this. Their private players like Airtel and Vodafone cannot definitely compete with something like this, because Mukesh Ambani is Asia's richest man. So for gaining market share, he can go to any extent and also make sure that just for the market share, he is still fine not making any money immediately. But those are not the deep pockets that any other telecom operators, including Airtel or Vodafone Idea, generally have. So this put a massive pressure on the players already in the market. They had to match Reliance, and in the process, they started ending up with too little profit or making losses, because they also slashed their pricing. Now, this unending pricing war was made worse by the dues owed by operators to the government. I'm not sure if you know about this, but there has been a tug of war going on between the operators as well as the government of India. There has been a case which has been going on, which says that the telecom operators need to pay a proportion of revenues earned by them to the government. Now, when we look at what is this proportion, government is saying that they have to pay a percentage of the adjusted gross revenue by the telecom operators. Of course, in layman's term, adjusted gross revenue means a proportion of the revenue regarding the specific products that you are selling, and a proportion of this gross revenue should be paid as tax probably to the government. But there is not one consensus between the government and the telecom operators regarding what this adjusted gross revenue is. Telecom operators are saying that it has to be on their core service, which is of course telecom. So apart from that, anything else that they're providing, it could be data service, it could be voice service, whatever it is, they don't consider it as adjusted gross revenue, and so they are not agreeing to pay a percentage on the revenues that they are making on these additional services that they are providing to the customer. But the government, being the smart one, they want to make sure that they get as much money out of the telecom operators as they can. And that is why they don't agree with this definition of adjusted gross revenue. They are saying whatever the bouquet of services that you provide to the customer is comes under gross revenue, and you have to pay a percentage on that to the government. This has been a case which has been going on since a while now. But recently, the Supreme Court of India ruled in the favor of government, because of course, government needs to win at the end of the day and make the most of money, right? Which meant that telecom companies needed to pay the authorities 900 billion rupees. Yes, my friend, that is a billion with a capital B. And just Vodafone India share comes to 390 billion rupees. Again, that is a billion with a B. So in light of this ruling, it seems that not just losing of the subscribers, but now Vodafone India needs to pay this additional amount. From where will this additional amount come? Of course, from its pockets. So that is where Vodafone's world CEO Nick Reed said, financially, there's been a heavy burden through unsupportive regulation, excessive taxes, and on top of that, we got the negative Supreme Court decision. That is why we will be leaving India. But after making the statement, within a day, he came back to the press and he apologized for his statement. And he said, we will not be leaving India. We see a lot of scope here. What changed is, probably they understood that the government would want to support them, because of course, there are other plans that the government has. So that is why, at the end of the day, the government of India has taken a stake in Vodafone India, reaching up to 36%. And as of now, it seems all the other operators have also decided to hike their tariffs by 20% across the 10 odd mobile plans that they offer. So this is because of the price war, which has been burning profits for other operators as well. But the reason that Indian government is supporting Vodafone is pretty simple. Number one, they want to make sure that the telecom market as such does not become a duopoly. It has at least four or three operators always active in the market, so there is not much chaos in the market. Number two, India is trying to showcase itself as a country which has better regulation, which is going to make it easy for any startups or any foreign companies to come up and set up their base here in India. And that is where all of these initiatives that our Prime Minister Modi ji has been taking stand tall. But if an international company like Vodafone leaves India because they say that we have unsupportive regulation, we have excessive taxes, it shows India in a bad light during this time when the government is trying to make sure that everybody thinks that India is a great country wherein we have a lot of resources available and it is easy to set up shop here. And not just that, the consumers that are out there in India, they are just maturing right now. So we have the youngest population, we have the population with the most disposable incomes, so they would want to look at Indian market But if Vodafone leaves India, then they might think twice before entering the Indian market. So this is what is currently happening. At this point of time, Vodafone is still going to stay in India. It is not going to leave yet. But we cannot say what will happen in the future. So I hope you like this case study for today. This is Sidisha Verma, Founder Chief Strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy, design and digital marketing coming live to you from India. So I work on digital marketing services. If you want to take your business digital, then definitely reach out to me. I would love to help you with my services. You can write to me at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. All my contact details are in the description of this podcast. I also have a very active YouTube channel wherein I cover many more visual topics. So my YouTube channel is Everything Business by Sirisha Verma. That is again Everything Business by SIRISHA VARMA. So do check out my YouTube channel as well and subscribe me over there if you found my content interesting. I will see you again in my next podcast. Until then, have a great week ahead, my friend. See you. Take care. Bye-bye.